Well, it's a familiar routine whenever you fly, the pilot welcoming you, telling you to settle in and enjoy the flight. But despite a massive recruitment drive, chances are most times that pilot's voice is male. Women currently make up just 5% of the world's pilots. And there are hopes that a new Qantas pilot training centre that will be built in Toowoomba in Queensland could help change that. In 1979, Captain Deborah Laurie, she was then Deborah Wardley, became the first female pilot to fly with a major commercial airline in Australia. This was after winning a sexual discrimination case against the now defunct Ansett Airlines. Deborah, Captain Deborah Laurie, is now a training captain for Tiger Air in Sydney. Deborah Laurie, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran. Good morning.
Deborah, why do you think it is all those years after you had to fight that case against Ansett that women still make up such a tiny proportion of the world's pilots, 5%? What's holding women back?
I think a lot of it's to do with lack of exposure to young children. You know, when you ask a child, what do you want to be when you grow up? It's usually some impression that they've had or something that they've seen. And with these days, the cockpit being less accessible to children, sometimes they don't figure that that's, or young girls at least, don't figure that that's something that they can do. That's why I think it's important to actually invite children up to the flight deck. It's important to go have programs in schools such as career nights and things like that, which advise girls that this is a career that's actually quite a good one for a female to be in.
Have we come very far from 1979 when you lodged your case with the Sex Discrimination Commission against Ansett? I mean, if reading about that case now, the fight that Ansett put up was outrageous. Some of the excuses they gave of why women weren't suitable to fly planes.
Well, they said that we weren't strong enough, that we would panic in certain situations, and yeah, all kinds of other bizarre things, that you would have problems once a month. And
really?
You know, yeah.
I think there was one, what if your earrings got caught in the controls?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, quite bizarre, really. But these days, it's a lot easier for young girls to enter this career. There's a lot of really good programs where I work. At Tiger, Virgin have a cadet program for young girls. There's initiatives in many airlines around the world. In one large airline overseas, there's a female pilot advisory group actually working with management to try and attract more women to the profession and give them a better experience once they're in that profession.
I understand what you're saying about role models, visible role models, but in a country like Australia, where we're only at 5% too, so the global average is also the Australian average, which is very small and probably unusual. Are there specific hurdles keeping women back, do you think? Does it cost a lot? It's a male-dominated industry, obviously, but as you say, there are efforts being made to recruit more women.
Yeah, well, there are hurdles. There's an enormous, barriers to entry, which require lots of sacrifice in terms of financial and time and dedication to lots of study. And not only that, once you're in this profession, you have to keep studying, and you are tested 2 times a year. So it's a very demanding profession, so it's not for everyone. But the ones who are passionate about it usually do very, very well. I think it's more in terms of that maybe women feel that they can't do this, but in actual fact, by providing role models, it can be demonstrated that they can.
Do you go out of your way to do that, to be a role model? And what do you tell women that you love about flying?
Well, I'll encourage anyone who shows an interest. And in my position at the moment as a training captain, I do train quite a few women. We have a large number percentage-wise. I think we're up around 9%. And I usually see that in general, women tend to work harder and want it more for some reason. They're the ones that are in there anyway. So I enjoy teaching those women because they are so dedicated.
There are enormous pilot shortages facing us now, and even bigger ones looming. That suggests there will be a lot more openings for female pilots. Qantas has pledged towards having at least 50% women in its pilot cadet intake in a decade's time, and it's setting up this academy. Virgin Australia aims to reach that goal even sooner. Would you say there are a lot of job opportunities for women in this industry at the moment? That's a positive environment.
Oh, it's a very positive environment for both women and men, actually. Lots and lots of opportunities coming up. And unlike in the past where pilots have had to wait for an extended period of time to actually get a position anywhere, these positions are coming up much more frequently now for them.
Deborah, one of our listeners has written in suggesting that pilots will be obsolete within the next 20 years, tops, is the comment. I mean, we have driverless trains, we're looking at driverless cars. What do you think about that? Is that the future?
Well, I hope not. And I don't think I would be getting on an aeroplane without a pilot, I'll put it that way.
Is it a discussion going on within your industry?
Not really, no.
Not really. Okay.
Not at this stage, no.
All right. Deborah Laurie, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Captain Deborah Laurie is training captain with Tiger Air in Sydney, one of the longest flying female airline pilots in the world. And Captain Deborah Wardley, she was at the time, was the first woman to become a pilot with a major airline in Australia 4 decades ago when she flew with ANSET.